who Krishna really is, there is always unlimited vast of ocean to know more about Krishna, about the intricacies of devotional service. And that's more or less spiritual life and spiritual practice, the way how do we grow, how do we develop ourselves, our spiritual bodies. So conditionally saying, this chapter is very materialistic because Krishna is showing his universal form, but still it has a purpose, just to show that Krishna is having so many opulences, that he is the cause of everything. One of the interesting things what Arjuna saw in Krishna's form is that everyone is dying. He saw the eternal time, which is emanating from Krishna. So one of the questions is everything predestined? Because Krishna already said that I did everything, that's my plan. So you can do it or you don't have to do it, but it's going to happen. I already killed all those soldiers. So one of the questions we are having is really, is that everything predestined, and what's then our free will in seeing that divine arrangement? That's one of the questions we can have. And there are many answers, of course, on that question. But ultimately, this verse and purpose given by Srila Prabhupada is elaborating on the ultimate conclusion that Krishna is the Supreme. Srila Prabhupada is giving quite a number of references and concluding that by the fruitive activities, it's not possible to understand Krishna, but only by devotional service. And that's devotional service under the guidance of spiritual authority. That's something very interesting. I will say this, and that will be my concluding words on this verse, because Srila Prabhupada is clearly stating here that it should be let me try to find it. Srila Prabhupada is in the first part of the purport, he's writing, for one who does not take personal training under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, it is impossible to even begin to understand Krishna. Just yesterday, this is very important and relevant for the college. Yesterday we had interaction with the students, and then one of the students said, well, he was a little bit rebellious, you know, sadhana, early morning rising, and so on. He was just saying, why should I do that? My devotional service is expressed through different mean. I don't raise up in the morning, I'm not going for Mangalarating, I'm not going for first part of the morning program, not for the lecture, but I'm then throughout the day I'm engaged. That was the argument of that devotee, that young boy. But then I asked him, okay, but this was related to this statement of Srila Prabhupada, you have to take training under guidance of spiritual master. And I told him, well, okay, that's fine. But in the same time, if you approach any authority, any spiritual authority, he will tell you the same. You should just try to cultivate your morning program, which is going to give you spiritual strength and the early morning chanting. And then boy said, well, okay, you're right. He doesn't have spiritual guidance. He doesn't have spiritual authority. And he's now trying to move forward in devotional service on his own. And I told him, no, you should just try to find and try to see who can help you spiritually, who is your spiritual authority, who is the one who you trust. Then that person can guide you, and that person can give you certain instruction which are going to help you. So that's connected to statement of Srila Prabhupada here, where Srila Prabhupada is saying that endeavors on our own without a guidance of spiritual master are really going into the vain, because we can do so many things conditionally saying related to devotional service, but it should be authorized. That's the way how Krishna and how Parampara is instructing us, and how knowledge about Krishna and devotional service is given. So Krishna is giving that through others. Saying this, I think that more or less I said everything I thought, maybe even more. So once again, verse. My dear Arjuna, only by undivided devotional service can I be understood as I am, standing before you, and can thus be seen directly. Only in this way can you enter into the mysteries of my understanding. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Guru Parampara ki jai. If you have any comment or question, please state it now. Thank you. Predestination. But it's a very difficult topic, and I'm definitely not an expert of predestination. But that's the question. I guess every tradition is, and every teaching is questioning that, you know, was predestined and was the free will, and that's like eternal battle. And, you know, there are schools who are saying there is no at all free will, everything is predestined, and you can play with it. Then you can also, and that's the very much related to our own responsibility in this world. Even Duryodhana, when they asked, Vidura approached Duryodhana, Vidura said, you are the cause of, immediately after, no, later, he was a young boy, and he said, we should kill you immediately after you took birth, because it was so inauspicious, and you are the cause of trouble, and whole dynasty is going to fall apart because of you. And then Duryodhana related to that question, is it free will, is it predestined? He said, well, it's not me. I'm born as I am, and it's predestined. It's providence. It's will of the providence who is acting in this world, and I'm just an instrument. So don't blame me. blame supreme. Blame one who is cause of all causes. So that's one extreme. You got the message, Duryodhana. And of course, another extreme is that we think that we are complete masters of our destiny and we are just going through this world according to our free will. No, we created our destiny. We had aparabdha and prarabdha karma, and majority of our events, experience in this lifetime is predestined. We can see that even just looking at the example of Srila Prabhupada and his chart and how Srila Prabhupada dealt with astrology and predestined. But ultimately, we have to know as a devotees, we are able to change, as a spiritualist, that's the way how you change your karma and your predestiny. You can compress many things by proper, rigid sadhana. That's something which we were trying to explain yesterday to our student. You can change your karma, and you can definitely compress experience and learn and develop your spiritual body in this lifetime much quicker. So that's very important, and that's the reason why sadhana, that gives us freedom. Yoga gives us freedom, because then we are getting detached from the senses, and that's the way how we are control. The way how do we control our mind, and how we do our focus, and how do we consciously doing our devotional service. That's the way we are getting freedom, and then we are free of three modes of material nature, and that's predestined. Three modes of material nature are dragging us here. Nahi kashti kshanama pijatu tishtat yakama. Everyone is forced to act in this world, but with devotional service, with really clear conscious endeavor, we can really get detached of that bandage. Although we will continue to have our body, we will continue to have our experience, but that will be on a different level. So that will be Krishna karma. So that's the reason why some devotees will even say that you can go in front of the deities and clap your hands and your karma is changed. I would say that's extreme, but it has certain purpose behind that. It really shows and it changes our karma. You're taken care by Krishna. So that's something which is really jai. You were in office second ago, now you are here. You are here and there. Thank you. So that's something which is needed to be kept in mind, that we are changing our karma, but we shouldn't think that we are master of our karma. Krishna is the one, Krishna is the time, Krishna is the cause of everything, and we are in that wheel of samsara, and that's the reason why having this body, many things are predestined, and ultimately matter is going to fall apart, we are going to leave this body, so that's predestined, but that's the only question when. But what's not predestined is, it's not predestined our relationship with Krishna, and we can get so much freedom by mercy of Srila Prabhupada, and the mercy of how Srila Prabhupada is even explaining Bhagavad Gita, we can really pull ourselves very quickly above dualities of predestined activities, and we can really be on a level of spirituality that's above, and we can stay there. So that's something which is to be kept always in mind. Devotional service give us freedom, and if we are doing that properly with a proper attitude under guidance of spiritual master, praying for mercy, we are above. That under above influence of modes of material nature, and we are not so much into the clutch of illusion. Although, as I said, we are having body and certain consequences because of having a body. But freedom is possible to get. And that's something what everyone is searching for, in fact. Everyone, music, TV, movie, everyone is searching for that freedom. Everyone wants to be out of touch and influence of three modes of material nature and the bondage. They don't know how to explain it maybe properly, but everyone is looking for that freedom. Whatever is happening, revolution, that's for freedom. Everyone is deeply inside aware that individual is trapped in this body. And we are looking for the freedom from liberation. And we as a devotee, by Krishna's mercy, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we know that's Krishna, what we are looking for. And that's the freedom we are getting through devotional service. That's the only rescue, only something which is going to put us above predestined level. The repetition of birth and death. So Krishna, 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 Krishna. That's something what we are looking for. Thank you. Nadu Gopal Prabhu? Stephanie? Comment?
Sometimes Prabhupada used to say that Krishna doesn't mean sometimes there is an example of the children playing in the playground. So the father is watching, so he kind of knows what's going on, but he doesn't know exactly. My personal understanding is that Krishna does actually know, because he says, I know my present future. Still within that, he is what he will. So he knows what we're going to do, but it's our decision. And at the same time, of course, we know that Krishna is in love with Maya as well. So it's not that, you know, it's a little bit tricky, because when we're in the spiritual world, it's not really like that.
Vishnumurti? Well, conceivable in the level that Paramatma, Vishnu, he doesn't have that duality of good and bad. So if you want something, he will give intelligence, no matter what you want. So just it's up to you. Goshtakul Prabhu, you want to say something? Thank you.
Then you explain the wrong way in the verse before, the wrong way is for worship, not explain it. Those who officially go to the temple, like a ritual, you know, there's no devotion. Like one time in Vancouver, there was a burning of Oduka, there was a festival. And they were burning Oduka, because of the sister of the Vanyakashiku or something, another Shukaparama. And there was a whole bunch of, like, many Hindus came for this, you know? And they did like a ritual. They went around the burning Oduka, and then they threw some coins and fire, and then they were gone. But that's just a ritual. It's just like not really devotion. So not by that kind of worship. And the other kind of penance is that they're not directed to devotional service, also they're in the so the Prabhupada explains this, you know. This way is good, this way is good. I cannot.
Thank you. Mahaprabhu, then Janmashtami Prabhu. The tricky part, you know, sometimes we can twist in other philosophies inside of that being non-different about matter and spirit or whatever, you know, however we translate it, that we are not disturbed. But ultimately we can see also from Srila Prabhupada as an example how Srila Prabhupada was always very concerned, but he was doing it in a Krishna way. He was not taking things like it's coming and going. He did, but in the same time he was also reacting for Krishna, and he was concerned and disturbed and he was angry, but also again that's what we are learning from him, for Krishna. So ultimately I guess that's the way how we are alive. And yes, who tried us? Very learned devotee. Matsyavatara Prabhupada did design for our thrones here, for this one. That's Matsyavatara Prabhupada. And also stone he ordered. He was the one who played. Is there anything happening? You want to come in? Please. You can also be outside, doesn't matter. Just. Yes. Austerity, penances, yeah. Yeah. And you can now drive it to another level. You can see that because of some sinful activities, you have to go to certain distortions here and there. But that's also the reason why Goshta Krupa was now mentioning Ekadashi and certain following of rules and regulation. Those are the things which also build up our piety, and that's the way how can you can then perform activities on a high level, not being disturbed, and then ultimately not focused on Krishna. So it's always good to, and we can see in Bhagavad Gita that those people who are maybe not successful in a devotional practice, yogis, they take a birth in a good families, they continue then their devotional practice in an environment which is not just, you know, where you have to fight for the really necessity of life, where you have to fight with your mind, which is completely wild, uncontrollable. So that's, again, piety, for instance, that's it can be used in Krishna service, although piety per se is not Krishna devotional service. So that's interesting. Yeah, I guess you're now coming for bhajans, right? Correct?
Yeah.
It looks like, yeah. Janmashtami Prabhu, you wanted to say something, please. We are speaking now about something very interesting, about predestiny and karma. Everything started with the liberation of Madhu Gopal Prabhu, and now we have final conclusion by Janmashtami Prabhu. Yeah, active guidance, yeah. That's something which is very much needed. Active guidance in devotional service. Otherwise, we can do so many things, but if they are not under authorities, they can be valid for devotional service, but at the same time, they can also be completely misguiding because they are missing the point, the essence. And the essence is Krishna. And Krishna wants to do that and to act through parampara, through his representatives in this world, ultimately. Okay, Dear Vaishnavas, thank you very much. It's good to see you. And now we are having special bhajans by Gopal Hari Prabhu, I guess. You see, he is the star of the evening, so... Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Guru Parampara ki jai, Nata Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai.
Thank you.